It's time for Uncle Joe's Laughter at 45 After.
100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. Laughter at 45 After, supported by good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, where they don't close deals, they open relationships. Today, for your Friday, Jim Gaffigan.
All hotels are nice that first night, right? You're like, this is pretty sweet. Then the next day, you're like, this place is a dump. Because we get spoiled so quickly in hotels, you know? They can have the nicest amenities, but after a couple days, you're like, same chocolate on the pillow. You'd think by now they know I like peanut butter. I stayed at the Animal Kingdom Lodge in Disney. There were giraffes right outside my window. But by the end of the week, I was like, giraffe again. How about a lion? How about a lion eating a giraffe? That would be magical, Disney. Because we get spoiled. In hotels, there's a sense of entitlement. You ever leave for the day and you come back and they haven't had a chance to clean your room? There's a certain amount of outrage.
Excuse me. There is a towel on the floor of my bathroom. Can you send a maid or a manservant to pick it up? I demand we burn the peasant village.
They spoil us. I always feel guilty when I get out of the cab. The bellhop's like, can I help you with your backpack? No. But here's $5. Sorry you have to dress like Captain Crunch. Do enjoy your crunch berries. It's awkward. I think it's awkward when someone knocks on your hotel door. It's like,
you're like, whoa, who even knows I'm in here? What is it, the FBI?
Then you have to look through that hotel door peephole. Does anyone on the other side of a peephole not look like a serial killer? I ordered a cheeseburger, but I think it's the Grim Reaper. I think it's great some hotels provide stationery, you know, because the first thing I like to do when I get to my hotel room is write a letter.
My dearest Gwendolyn, I arrived by nightfall at the Embassy Suites. It will be a fortnight after my return that this letter shall arrive. Allow me to explain the curious charge in the ledger. It is because I miss thee so much, darling, that I accidentally ordered Sorority Sister 7.
I spend too much time in hotels, I do, yeah. Sometimes at night I find myself thinking of the hundreds and hundreds of interesting people that have stayed in my room, and then I'll just get up and sleep in the tub. Because that's nasty. You couldn't give away a used mattress, but we'll pay $100 to sleep on one for a night.
Thanks, Priceline. Here, let me slip on this robe someone else wore 12 hours ago. Ah, luxury.
The amount of denial we embrace when we stay in a hotel is staggering. If you knew a stranger who used your bath towel at home once, you'd be like, burn it and bury it in the backyard. But we get in a hotel and we're like, Sure, the business guy before me only dried his elbow with this towel.
Jim Gaffigan, Laughter at 45 After, supported by Jim Jefferies. Tomorrow, Saturday, 8 p.m. and 10:30 p.m., City National Grove, Anaheim. Tickets on sale now at the box office and at Ticketmaster.com. Tell them you heard it on The Sound.